talk about important stuff like...
Like LeBron James.
Your music.
Oh, yeah. We have a new record out.
Jason, Rick, and Bryce from Lifehouse are in studio after a really nice artist encounter. The listeners all seemed very excited. Thank you for coming in and doing that.
Thank you for having us.
Your new album is out. It's been out since June. Really, the big excitement, though, for the people is the cover song that you've done, which is Beast of Burden, which...
Wow, you heard about that, huh?
Now, well, it's we have stripped... The performance on our website on cool. WMVX.com. Everybody, I get requests for it all the time.
No way, really?
I heard you've incorporated it into your live show some nights.
Wow, that makes us happy. That's cool.
Yeah, that does.
I love that song.
I heard that you wanted to honor the Rolling Stones by doing it because you're fans, but why that particular song?
We wanted to do a song that was a little bit more abstract than their biggest hits, you know? And I know a lot of people know that song too, but it's, you know, different than doing just like Satisfaction or one everybody knows. And plus we got a chance to open up for the Stones a couple years ago, so we were kind of paying homage to some of our heroes.
Did you ever just play that and hope one of the guys would hear you when you were backstage or on the bus or anything?
I do.
Did you?
I do. What if Mick called us and dissed our version of it?
Jason! That was the worst Mick impression.
I know.
I was like Ozzy.
But you never played it when you were touring with them.
No. That's kind of one of the rules later. When you're opening for someone, you're not allowed to play their song. Because we're opening up for the Goo Goo Dolls right now. What if we like played
what would you
Iris?
Play of theirs?
I'd play Iris.
They have a lot of songs.
They got a lot of hits.
It's pretty shocking. One after another, you're like, oh, I know that one. I know that one.
I like Black
that's
Balloon.
That's my favorite.
Black Balloon.
Well.
Yeah, that's really good. I like Acoustic Number 3, that song off of Dizzy Up the Girl. It's a good one.
Other pop culture references, you guys are so tied to, I don't know whether this is a good thing or not, Smallville.
Oh,
is that like your favorite show? It's got to be your favorite show.
I actually have never seen Smallville.
I've seen us on Smallville, but I haven't.
That's the extent of our expertise when it comes to Smallville.
I've seen us on Smallville. I think that we're their favorite band because they've used every one of our songs off of every record.
We have met really a lot of super fans, like real Smallville, like, you know, like Trekkies, but Smallville fans that can, you know, got converted and love Lifehouse all of a sudden.
There is a small collection of super Smallville fans that love us now. That is true. You can tell because they have like the Smallville shoes, the Smallville custom pants, the Smallville shirt, the cap, the glasses.
Accessorizing.
Totally.
Well, you've been on the show twice. They have broken a couple of your songs and made, you know, just exposed them to a lot more people. I can't figure out if... it's just good luck, or if they're really fans, or maybe they're just very good judges of what's going to be a hit song.
Well, I don't know.
Those were three good questions,
that is.
Don.
My question is, why didn't we get to meet Lana?
That's a good question.
You
that
did
is a good
not
question.
Get to meet Lana?
We didn't.
We, see her from a distance.
We saw her from a distance in her trailer. We were stalking her. We met the other guy.
We met Superman.
We met Superman.
We wanted to meet Lana.
Yeah. Oh, and we met Chloe. She was nice.
Chloe's cool.
She was really cool.
Looks like we actually know more about Smallville than we thought.
Yeah, actually, we're the super fans.
You know the song. You know the characters.
Totally.
I read
like, we've never
blog...
seen it, but Chloe was really cool.
I read on the blog you guys are watching Bret Michaels' Rock of Love.
Yes.
Wow. Are big fans of that? I mean, can you sort of see yourself in a reality show?
No.
So many groups have reality shows. Not
I
at all.
Know. We're not that interesting.
We're camera shy, actually. It's hard enough to shoot videos.
That is true. Even with like our crew trying to videotape us, we always tell them to turn it off.
Or if we get the proper lighting, they can film us.
I mean,
the whole reality TV thing scares me. It's like, let's get 20 girls and I'll pick one to marry. It's kind of like herding sheep or something. You know what I mean? It's like, let's get all these people in a house and I'll just date all of them and pick one.
That's reality
right?
TV these days.
I
Have
know,
you seen
but it's
Flavor
just strange.
Of Love? Did you see the episode where the girl did a duty on the floor? Like, I'm not kidding. This
she
girl
did
was
a
in
duty?
A dress.
A duty.
And everyone was like, woo-wee, what's that? And she was like, hey, girl, that was me.
Did you know Flavor Flav is on his third round? This is his third season, separate season.
And really, the only relationship he's been able to sustain was the one with Brigitte Nielsen.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, it's scary. I mean, if you think about it, though... If you're looking for love, I mean, obviously you wouldn't choose a reality show as the place, but you've got a bunch of maybe you're into type A personality, sort of obnoxious, photogenic girls.
That's true.
I mean, just depends on what you're looking for. What are the chances, you know, maybe a church, there's, you know.
Or library.
20 girls, library, school. Yeah. It's this finite group of people, so you just
supermarket.
Don't know.
Supermarket. Walmart. Good girls at
that
Walmart.
That means that she can cook.
Yeah.
And that we like that.
Restoration Hardware. But there's a lot of nice girls at Restoration Hardware.
Well, they'd have to have money, because that place is expensive.
That's true. That's true.
But they'll have good taste.
See, the girls that go on those reality TV shows, how can you trust them? You know, they just want to get famous.
Like rock stars, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
But you didn't know you were going to be famous when you started writing songs.
No. I still don't think we're famous.
They all came from a personal place. Right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wrote most of my songs just in, you know, my room, and I would rarely ever play them for people, and a friend of mine heard them and basically forced me to play a couple, like, acoustic gigs around, you know, Los Angeles, and I met these guys, and the rest was kind of history. So I still get stage fright sometimes. It's sad.
What? How do you overcome that?
I puke.
Do you really?
No. No, seriously, I get the butterflies.
Find a way to center, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good to have those butterflies. When you don't care anymore, then I think that's the problem. It's time to just learn how to fish and go home when you don't care anymore.
Fishing's fun.
And golfing.
Golfing is fun. Golfing's good.
I'm still kind of laughing about the fact that you find Flavor of Love offensive, and yet driving around on a bus all over the country with a bunch of guys has to be kind of, you know.
You know what? Now that you mention it, it's weird.
Man.
There's 12 dudes, one bus.
I gotta say, it is weird. And we only have one bus. We
I'm
travel
sure
with our crew.
It's unsavory at times, too.
It's a hot dog stand. I mean, let's be honest.
It's a brodeo.
It is a brodeo. Especially the other night, our crew, they were so sweaty, and they just took off their shirts and, like, hung their stuff at the back of the bus. It just was smelly and sweaty and gross.
Sick.
You know what? Thanks for bumming me out. Now I got to get
so
back on that
sorry.
Bus tonight.
Well, you got a day in Cleveland. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. The show tonight has been postponed, and you're not going to be with us in September. We're sad. But you promised to come back.
Oh, definitely. We'll be back.
What are you going to do today?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Have you been there before?
A long time ago. Yeah. A long time ago.
It was fun. A lot of fun.
Well, have fun at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and have fun in Cleveland. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
In.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, Don.